Tears of the Moon, written by Di Morrissey and read by Kate Hood. It was a family expedition down the coast. Olivia, Maya, Tyndall and Ahmed laughed and reminisced as they sailed south in smooth seas and sunny weather. A little colour returned to Maya's cheeks, and Olivia was happy to be at sea again. Tyndall declared they all looked as young as when they'd first started sailing down to Cossack, and looking at him, legs braced on the deck, long brown fingers delicately guiding the wheel, the wind in his hair, his back straight, Olivia had to agree. And looking at his beloved Olivia, Tyndall still saw the defiant chin, the bright eyes, the soft curves of the body he adored, her hair falling in a thick loose braid down her back in shades of pepper and salt. Olivia moved a little more cautiously on the boat than in the past, but she too still held herself firmly, her grace and poise unbent. "What a marvellous pair you are," said Maya. "I agree," said Tyndall. "The only old feller in this crew is Ahmed there." Ahmed, slightly stooped and wizen-faced, his bright black eyes still merry, gave a nicotine-stained, gap-toothed grin and raised his cigarette. "You're right there, Tuan. Ahmed old fella now." But his sure movements on the boat and agility in the little galley proved he was not as ancient as Tyndall's teasing hinted. They moored, and as expected, there were members of the black community there to greet them. The numbers had decreased, and they travelled less these days. Some had chosen to settle permanently at the mission on the coast. So the arrival of the schooner was greeted with much excitement, a welcome diversion and reunion.